This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A grand jury on Thursday indicted Denver-based dialysis provider DaVita and its former CEO, Kent Thierry. It's part of an ongoing investigation of labor market collusion in the healthcare industry. The Justice Department says DaVita and Thierry conspired with competitors not to hire each other's key employees. In a statement, DaVita calls the charges unjust and unwarranted and says the government's case relies on an unprecedented and untested application of antitrust laws. The Pikes Peak region will get a new poet laureate this year. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The program from the Pikes Peak Library District is aimed at raising awareness of written and performance poetry throughout the region. Officials say ideal candidates will already have a strong body of work with a passion for the community. Applicants must live in either El Paso or Teller counties and will spend 2 years participating in community events, including a day-long conference in April for National Poetry Month. The last poet laureate was Susan Pfeiffer, whose tenure ended in 2017. Applications are open through mid-August. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Campers may soon be charged for staying overnight in a wilderness area near Aspen. But first, the Forest Service is looking for public input. Here's CPR's Tina Sieg.
The Maroon Bells Snowmass Wilderness is experiencing significant environmental impacts of heavy overnight use. And the Forest Service says revenue from a special recreation permit fee could address that. Under the proposal, a $12 per night per person fee would go into effect for some areas in 2022. Public comments on the proposal are due by September 15th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's high country has a chance for rain and highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.